So what am I?
Patent designer, physicist,
nuclear physicist,
systems designer for communications.
And equipment designer in Switzerland, I did equipment design.
Right, equipment design.
I'm interested in all these things. I can do that. Actually, basic physics helps tremendously. If you know the underlying physics, you can change technical systems very easily. Computers, I mean, it have no problems in computer design, so I would never work in it. But I had a big government job here for task force on computer policy, government policy. I was the head of this government task force. 1972, 20 years ago.
Yep.
There's this famous volume. Have you ever seen my volume on branching out, we called it, government policy on computers? And it was very beautiful, that cover picture is very beautiful. That is, it shows there was a Dürer woodcut or something like that of Adam and Eve. Naked, of course.
Yes.
The trees on the side. And we put the circuit diagram of a computer on that, on the central parts. This is a very beautiful thing. It's a big report. So then I worked on government policy for a long time. Reorganization of the Canadian government. I was instrumental in the telecommunications part of that. So, usually I was asked it sounds so trivial what I say to do a certain job to investigate something or to solve a problem or to do a certain task. But I insisted on having my own way of doing it. I didn't want anybody to tell me how I should do it. And I found in many cases quite unusual approaches which were successful. In many cases, I said, in order to do this and that, I just can't do it alone. Also, I may need a mathematician, or I need, and so on. And I got that, and I got through. I mean, it's a different way of doing it. See, I'm not a missionary, and I'm not a preacher. But I do things my way. I never tried or never had any attempt, any ambition to tell other people what to do. I solved the problem. As soon as you start trying to make other people do something, I solved problems which helped other people to do certain things, but that's different. I had a task force where we spent a whole $1 million in a couple of years on these computer businesses. Somebody wrote a outline of how I should do it, and I didn't accept that. I did it a different way, and then I got a furious telegram from that person who tried to tell me how to do it. He was in Paris at that time at some conference, and I cabled him back to that. I just thought, I don't accept that, I do it my way. And it wasn't what he wanted to be done, certainly not, but it was there. It was something that was produced. I was the head of the center, but that's a question of power. He could have fired me. I mean, he had that. Could have instigated that if he had reported to a higher authority or what, that I was impossible, and they could have fired me. And I feel that, and other people supported me in it later, that it was right. It would have been a waste of money, or a waste of energy, or a waste of organization, or this or that, if we had followed this original idea. I mean, the easiest, of course, is if the task is one to make some system work. And if it works, then it's fine. And if it doesn't work, it isn't. And I was kind of lucky. I was in most cases successful.